Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing okay. We had an ice and sleet storm here, and now that's resolving, but we're going to get some more freezing rain and sleet probably tomorrow, but nothing that's going to accumulate like what happened last week. So it's been a little challenging with the weather here, but luckily, I did not lose power, either in my home or in my office. I was very thankful for that. And I knew you were traveling and stuff, too, and some of the weird weather things. Like, look at Texas and Louisiana getting snow. How crazy was that?
That wonderful, wacky Aquarian Piscean energy exchange.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting because right now, of course, the moon is void of course. It's close to 11 tonight, I believe, in Gemini, heading towards the sign of Cancer. And it was weird because sometimes I think of that as being like a silly season, but I swear it felt like Mercury did not really direct its orbit because of all the appointments that changed today. I'm not sure if I should blame Mercury or I should blame the void moon, but you know, I'd rather blame it on a planet than on me or my client. Okay.
Oh, it's just, you know, that wobbly time, you know, especially, you know, we have a friend, Doreen, who loves void of course moons because she won't do anything under a void of course moon as a result of, you know, it's void of course.
I know, she's so cute. I know it. I get you.
She cracks me up. But,
yeah,
you know, what I learned with her by, you know, our interchanges is that some aspects are not as, you know, you don't really notice it as much. And other times, you have a feeling you notice it, like this one. You know, all this air energy from, you know, of course, the moon, as well as all the Aquarian planets, really gives that interesting bouncing shift back and forth today. And I'm sure a lot of people thought that, you know, today was kind of a little wobbly of a day. Some things went well, some things not so well, but okay. It just kept flowing. And, you know, that's a good thing about it when it's in air, is that it just keeps on flowing.
Right now, as we're having this conversation, the nice thing is that the moon isn't trying to Venus in Aquarius. And so we're trying to encourage people to take the high road. Okay, cycles happen, you know. There's down times, there's up times, there's times when you just have to float.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. Right now, just kind of float with it, you know, because here again, it's, you know, there's going to be certain challenges along the way. And again, you know, the Mars square really has been sustained for a very long time. It, you know, it's going to release here. But
yeah,
impedance is part of the problem that goes on of why we have to keep that steadfast. When it releases, then we can come out more with, you know, okay, now we know our truth, now we know all the circumstances, now we can go in the right direction or need to say what we need to say in that right direction. But we still have a little bit before that's going to be out. So, again here, it's still stay the course.
Mm-hmm. So once Mars gets into Gemini, it's going to try all that Aquarius stuff, and that's when people are going to start to come back to life with their communication. with their thinking and getting more creative. I love this Pisces sun, by the way. You know, I have listened to more music over the last 3 days than I probably have in 3 months prior, okay? Music right now is my muse. I mean, really? Oh, yes. So, I mean, I've been staying up late at night just watching YouTube. I've been watching, you know, X Factor, America's Got Talent, and seeing these people that finally got brave enough to put their talent out there. I have to tell you, it just makes me so happy to see when people develop their beautiful gifts. You know what I mean? Like, we talk to people on the show. We have so many people. They're very spiritual, and they're trying to use those gifts to help others, to put it out there, to help them heal. I mean, I think it's going to be a really good tour of Mars moving through Gemini. I really do.
I agree. Once it gets into Gemini, things are really going to make that shift and change, and I agree with you on all of it. You know, there's a smoother path and an easier path, and it's just a little bit more of due diligence, and we're almost there. 24 degrees today.
Exactly. Now, what did you think about the full moon that's coming up on the 27th? Because I tell you what.
Oh.
It's interesting, to say the least.
That's why I said, ooh, it is interesting. Go ahead, Aphrodite.
Well, we have the Virgo moon opposing both Venus and the sun in Pisces. And to me, that's about being able to manifest your creative power, okay? And I like it because what happens is the imagination steps in, our own inner clairvoyance steps in, and the Virgo moon says, okay, well, change your diet. Okay, don't read that book if it's making you sad. No, don't pick up that call. No, to me, I find it very intuitive in knowing how to pace yourself. You don't want to, you know, limit your sense of responsibility, but I think it's going to help you just in the moment to make better decisions and be a little bit more self-preserving.
On top of that, what I like about this chart is that Mercury and Jupiter are conjunct at that time. They're not dead on, but they're 3 degrees, and that is a tight orb. And with with the Piscean energy attached to that imagination and everything else, it really can help mold and form in a physical form more of what the future is all about. Where are you going? What are you doing? And really give you that vision to see, okay, this is the end result. And now I have to figure out and start to work back, okay? But with that imagination, they can see the path of how to get to that end result. And I like this full moon because it really transforms it and says, I can do this. All things are possible in this. All I have to do is do the work. And it can really open up that channel to see that.
I totally agree. Now, the interesting thing I saw in this chart is the yod, okay? Because here we are now, we're in a pandemic, right? And the government is trying to help us. They're trying to help us with money. They're trying to get the vaccines out there, doing all that stuff, because that's going on. But, again, there's people to say, I want it. Certain people say, I'm not sure. And so what's happening is right now is that people are trying to, at the very least, be careful, boost their immune system, you know, do some things that support their health and well-being. And because the pinnacle of that yod is the moon in Virgo, the moon in Virgo, I love it because it's mutable earth, and there's more than one way to address this, you know. You have to do it, of course, by wearing what you need to wear to protect yourself, which is the mask, which a lot of people hate it, but I think right now it has helped also the other flus that normally come in this time of year. And then the other thing that's going on, too, it has to do with the food you eat, the supplements that you take, the kind of diet you enjoy. And to make everything as healthy as it can be to support your physical body, knowing the virus normally takes hold when a person is not immune sufficient, okay, in one way or another. And that doesn't mean that's the case all the time, but that's where the numbers are, okay? So I look at this and I say, that is so interesting because, you know, the yod is like the finger of God. So it's pointing to the bounty of this earth and the things that we can enjoy that can keep us healthy if we're conscious of it, okay? And that's what I thought about, because I'm talking to so many people, I'm sure you are all over the country, that, are trying to see how they can make themselves be strong enough to make sure that they're going to be okay. And some of it, I'm finding, has gone from more of a fear factor than making a new decision about how to get healthier. And I'm seeing that shift over the last, I want to say, almost 6 weeks now.
And it is. I agree with you. This is a great time, especially, again, that full moon with the Virgo energy, the harvest, the nutrients within your body. At this point in time, this is an awesome time to really focus on those nutrients, to really get your body in balance, and to really look at your diet and what you're really intaking into your body, because harmonizing with this earth while Mars is in Taurus is such a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It really helps you, again here, what comes from the earth is a part of us, and we all are one. And so here again, harmonizing with that and knowing what you need in your body and starting a regime to where you can do it is going to be easier now than it would in the future as well, because these energies are saying, hey, this is a good time to do this. This is, you know, they're pushing you towards that energy. So for those who have tried over and over again, try again on this full moon, because this one can do it for you, okay?
Exactly. And on that full moon, of course, Mars is in trine to Pluto in Taurus, okay? And then the moon is also in trine to Uranus. Now, people fear sometimes Uranus, Uranus, however you want to call that, but it also rules epiphanies and revelations, as well as all the other things it rules. So a lot of times people can say, you know what, as soon as I started to take the supplement, as soon as I started to buy a little bit more organic, I'm feeling a shift here, you know. I said, I'm going to go out and walk a little bit, even if it's cold, if it's snowy, whatever. I'm going to get out of my house. I don't have that claustrophobic feeling. I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to create a ritual. I just like this chart for a lot of reasons, okay? And I think everybody's trying now to get kind of back on track, depending on where they live and where the virus is at as far as the safety of the public at large. And we have to pay attention to that, because there's people that are taking care of elderly parents and stuff, or grandparents. We also have people that have children that have asthma. Maybe they're not the healthiest child. These things play into it. So when you're out shopping, just getting groceries or whatever, you don't know what you're carrying on your body, okay? You don't even know what you're carrying on the mask itself. And so that's why I think this, I know it sounds silly, but the 6 feet distancing thing that they're putting out there, people say, oh, yeah, well, the virus can probably go 7. I'm like, okay. But let's just try and just be mindful. You know, I think being mindful and wanting everyone around you to be healthy and safe and yourself to be healthy and safe is where we have to be for another couple of months. I think then it's going to start to minimize, okay? But I think right now we're still in it. So that's all I have to say about that.
We're close to the end. Way, way, way close to the end. So this is a good thing. It's not time to let down your guard. It's still due diligence, but we're close to the end, and that's the good part.
Yes. Yep. Well, we have a few callers on hold. We better see what we can do to help them tonight. What do you think?
Okay.
You know, you and I could talk about astrology forever.
Astroblab.
All right. Let me get the first one here.
Hi,
area code 959. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing all right. A little anxiety, but could be worse.
Okay.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Faithful. I think I was on your radio show a long time, maybe like a year and a half ago. it started to kind of a little bit familiar. So I haven't been on Blog Talk for a while, so I just came and popped in. So.
How do you spell your name?
It's like Stacy, but no Y. It's just S-T-A-C-I-L. So it's the I-L that's different. So
gotcha. Yes, you have called him before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time no see.
Can you spell it for me? Because it's hard for me to hear for some reason my headset tonight.
S-T-A-C-I-L.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I got him too. Awesome. All right. Now, do you still live in Connecticut?
Yep, I'm still in Connecticut.
Ooh.
Have you had a lot of snow?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a pretty active year. Yeah, last year was totally different from last year. It was a little bit warmer, and I guess they like to call it snow drought last year. I wish it was more like last year, but I hope it means early spring or warmer spring and hot summer. Well, not too hot. I mean, if it's too hot, I might say I wish it was winter.
So did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yeah, so something came up. I kind of almost gave up on it. It's more like hoping to move out from my current apartment. And so, I never liked being here. Even when I toured this place, I never liked it. It was just like a situation where I just had no choice but to actually come and live here. And so, I had a call a few days ago, which I almost gave up on because I applied for another place. They said I got rejected, so I didn't get that one unless I tried to do a hearing request. But this one, like 2 days later, they called me after waiting for like 8 years. 8 years I've been waiting, almost 8 years. It was like October 2013. So they said there could be a unit ready for me. It's just that they're not hearing anything from the, because I'm actually on waiting list too. So there's a person above me. They're not really responding. I think it's been 2 weeks now and they're not responding. So they said I could get that unit, which like my finger are crossed really, really hard, just hoping. I mean, I can literally like complain to you for an hour about living here. You'd be like, oh my God, enough of it. But that's how much I'm dying to get out of here.
Right. Well, the way it looks to me, I'm just
going
to give you my first impression. My first impression is you're not going to make this change till April. Okay? And part of the reason I'm saying this is because you have 3 major planets in Libra. Two of them are in the third house of the community where you live, and then your son's in the fourth house of home. So when the planets start to move into Aries, okay, that's going to oppose and attract you to create the new you in a new space. Because you don't have anything transiting through those houses, so you need a trigger point. Now, Pluto is squaring your sun, okay, right now. Pluto's in Capricorn, and it's squaring your sun almost exactly. It's been doing it for about a month or two. And there's also a change in lifestyle involved here, okay? But Pluto is not a planet of event. It's a planet of process. It moves roughly a degree a month. So as Pluto kind of like hovers around in there, really think about the places that you're trying to get into, what you're trying to sign up for. Because I think you're very spiritually protected with this. So I think it's going to come in at the right time, but I just don't see it for another maybe 60 days. I think it could be a little bit sooner. You could even get in there April 1st, I think, okay?
I don't want to move now. It's too much snow to move.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't want to move now, but I think it was kind of confusing the way they were explaining to it. Like, I don't know if the unit is empty or the tenant are like requesting to leave soon, this type of thing. Because I never hear people moving. I usually hear people moving around like October. Like when I moved here, like early May. back in 2018. So.
Usually people up there don't usually move in February.
Right? Right. It's an accident looking for a place to happen. I hear you.
Yeah. But, and I'm going to agree with her because you also have Jupiter, which is going to hit your north node coming up in the next couple of months, which is really a great thing, too, okay? It means that there is this delay for a reason, and the confusion is there for a reason. Remember, this has all been done under a Mercury retrograde, this communication that you've had already, which is going to mean there's going to be delays, there's going to be more information coming. So what I'm saying about this is I agree with everything Aphrodite said. Okay, you got a couple months here, no matter how we look at it. Here again, during that period of time, it's all about, this whole thing is about taking your time and knowing what you want to bring, what you're going to create in this new space, because she was talking about the plutonium effect with this. It's setting a new foundation for you. It's setting a new lifestyle for you. It's not just a regular local move. This is giving you some kind of opening and awakening for your own greater benefit. So have faith. Don't be frustrated. Have faith. Trust the process here and go with the timing that it chooses. Don't get caught up in their wishy-washiness. Just go, okay, I'm just going to jump through each hoop as they bring it along, and everything will be good. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I really like the move, the coming move for you. I think you're going to really, really enjoy your new place.
Everything
is going to shift in an amazing way because Jupiter's going to be trining you all year. Saturn's going to be trining you for two with your Libra stuff you were born with. So, again, Jupiter only brings good things, okay? Saturn helps you reestablish a new level of independence and spirituality. Because, again, when you refeather your outer nest, you're refeathering your inner nest at the same time. It's going to work out perfectly. I'm sure it will.
Okay. The only thing I'm a little concerned with, I hope it doesn't interfere with my move. So they don't really look at my credit score. They just make sure that I'm not evicted or have, either eviction or electricity collection. I'm not current on my balance, but I'm definitely on a payment plan. But that's the only thing. So, and it's the same landlord that's here as well. This is a different complex, different property manager, just owned by the same housing landlord. Because I'm thinking about doing bankruptcy because I have a lawsuit. I tried to do a debt settlement and it comes to turn out it was a scam. So that really messed me up big time. So I just hope, I haven't done any filing yet. It's a long process. It's stressful. That part and living here are the two major things, finances and living. It's been a really stressful 2 years. Actually, I feel 5 years has been very stressful, but the last 2 years being the worst. And it's just I want to get out of it, all that negative, yucky, toxic, just to my emotion and my mental health. It's just, I just want to get out of it.
I'm going to say this because right now that's what you're supposed to be doing. This period of time is all that clearing, cleaning, and cleansing. This means, okay, let me look at the paperwork. Let me see what we can work out. Let's start to take and do the due process. The sun is in Pisces, and it's transiting through your eighth house of other people's money. And this full moon is going to be in your second house, of your personal finances. So this can easily be, like I was talking about health, this could easily be the same thing. As you start to pursue this, don't fear it. As you start to pursue this, you're going to see more options. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
think about
I'm definitely
that
looking
way, okay?
forward. Yeah. Thinking
okay.
what I'm Look. Looking forward to change and I guess a rebirth type of thing. I'm looking
What's
forward
it?
To that.
It is.
And I love
Thank
that for
it.
You. I love that for you. Because,
yeah.
again, The Mercury went direct, but it's still in its shadow until March 13th on the new moon, okay? So I think that that's when you're going to get confirmation. And because it's happening, again, in a mutable format, you get more than one option that opens up for you, okay? Take your time, breathe through it. You know, the last couple of years what was happening is both Jupiter and Saturn were in Capricorn, okay? And sometimes it can be very, very heavy. The Libras, the Cancers, and the Aries, it can get very, very heavy. And that's why it's been so difficult. But now all of that has changed, okay? These planets are energy, we're in Aquarius now. So it is moving into the future. It is about reestablishing yourself and a lifestyle that is going to put you in a situation where you're happy to get up in the morning. You're not going to have the same anxiety issues, okay? So you've only got a little while to wait this out, honey, and you are close. All right?
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're more than welcome. You keep us posted, okay?
Yeah. Hopefully I don't ghost out and be back a year later, but I'll definitely will try not to forget.
Well, we're here every Sunday night. You know, unless something amazing happens, we can't be, but usually we're here. And we are here for you. And, again, work your plan. And trust for no darn reason. It's like the star card in Tarot, you know. Keep the hope lit, okay? Good enough.
Okay.
All right,
thank you,
have
so
a sweet
much.
Night. All right.
You
bye-bye
too.
Now.
Bye-bye.
What a nice person. Cool beans. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, area code 510. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Tasha calling from California. Birthday 6/20/1975.
Alrighty then. Let's take a peek. Nice to hear from you again.
Me too.
6/20/1975, Oakland, California.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
If you're any better, you'd be twins.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I want to know what are my gifts, because I also know that I'm ambidextrous, so I write with my left and my right hand. So I'm trying to figure out what are my gifts and how can I use it to create a job for myself.
Well, you do have gifted hands. I can see that in your chart right off the bat. And the ambidextrous thing is interesting. You know, my grandfather was ambidextrous, and he would paint detailed oils with his left and did everything else with his right, writing on his checks and all the stuff that he did when he was here. And you have that wonderful Mercury in Gemini, and your sun is on the cusp of Gemini. Okay, so you do have gifted hands, and you can decide how you want to use them. Now, because you have planets in Sagittarius as well, you're probably very, very good with sharp instruments, okay? And that manual dexterity can be amazing, whether both hands are working together or they're working independently, okay? And I say this because I have planets in Gemini, and my moon's in Sagittarius like you, so I like to do things like crocheting, embroidery. I was a phlebotomist for many years where I was actually taking blood samples from people. There's so many things you can do with this that you have to decide what the calling part is. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I agree. The reason why you get confused is because you have nothing in your sixth house and you have Mercury in your tenth house. And your Mercury's in Gemini, like we were talking about, first of all. So what we have here is you're not a doctor, a lawyer, any kind of classified thing that you have one destiny here for, okay? You have multiple destinies. Even though Taurus rules your 10th house of career, Gemini, a large portion of your Gemini energy is in there, Okay? So it's a duality. And then when we look to your sixth house, the same thing. We have a lot of Aquarian energy, a lot of air energy. Where your Mars is the ninth house, and where your Sun is in the 11th house. So what I'm going to say about that is that you need to tell people what to do and where to go, okay? And you need to have an active part. It has to be a way of life, not just a job. This is where your passion must come in. It's all about what are you passionate about? What do you love? You're a great humanitarian, and you have a lot to do for this world as long as you're a team player and a team partner. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, again here, what brings you passion is what you should do. And follow it blindly. You have right now, going through your sixth house, by the way, you have Jupiter, all those Aquarian planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mercury right now. So this is the ideal time. And Jupiter is conjunct your Arabic court of fortune right now. This is the ideal time for you to really envision what makes you happy. What do you want to bring to this world? What do you want to give to this world? Because Mars is transiting through your 10th house of career. And that means you're going to get this passion here, okay? You just have to look and see really what you're passionate about.
I know I write poetry, but I'm like, that's just a little side hobby for something to do when I don't have nothing to do.
No, you need to be out in the public.
Oh.
Okay, you need to be out in the public.
And you could be an amazing Reiki practitioner. You could be an amazing Reiki practitioner. You could use both hands when you are grounding that power and channeling to people. You've got these three plants that are going to be in your sixth house for a couple of years now. They're really going to help you. Well, two of them are. And you could do healing with your hands as well. Like people used to call it laying on the hands. There's different classes you could take to help other people and heal your hands using light energy. I'm not necessarily talking about massage because you don't have any plants in Virgo. But I think that the light energy flows through your hands, okay? And because Neptune right now is in Pisces. Now, Neptune hasn't been on this star in Pisces for 165 years. And it's in trine to your Saturn, which is in Cancer, okay? So have you tried to do painting? Have you ever worked with stained glass? I have to tell you, your hands are really gifted, honey, and you probably have more gifts than you can even envision. And I agree so much with Jacqueline. It has to call you to your core. I so agree with Jacqueline on this score. Just know that the sky is the limit. Look at everything and then decide what really, really touches you on that deep inside level. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're really fired up. You're really fast. You want instant results, don't you?
I'm like, I like poetry. I like music. I do love art, but I don't know if I could draw or paint or anything.
Same thing with music.
You
could play a music instrument with your hands, too. If you could play the harp, you could play the guitar. Anything that uses both hands, if both of your hands are awake, start to look at the many ways you could hone this gift for this lifetime. Okay? Because you know you have it. So you know you have it. So now it's like, all right, so what is going to enlighten me, enlighten others? What's going to open me up to my spirituality? And then go for that.
Okay.
Yep. But I so agree with you. When you have a gift like this, something inside of you just feels dreadful until you can start to actually use it. I understand that. But I think you're really close because tonight you called us to ask us the question. Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. And try a few things to see what really works for you, what gives you joy, okay? What serves others, what makes you feel the gift in its volume, okay, in a unique way.
All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And keep us posted. We want to know.
Okay.
All right, baby. All right, bye-bye. You know, it's interesting, too, and I should have mentioned this to her, but like the Gemini, like the Taurus energy rules the throat and the vocal cords, but the Gemini energy rules the way the ear moves through those. I wonder if she's ever done some singing, because I think that could be another thing that would be good for her, even though right now she's thinking more about her hands, you know? But she might have both gifts.
You know what I have to say about that? With patience,
yes.
I think she, with patience with herself, I think she can accomplish
right.
anything. I think she's way too impatient on herself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Having Sag Gemini polarity points myself, I totally agree with you, Jack. You're so funny. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 256, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good, how about you?
I'm well, thank you.
So, my little Scorpio, what would you like to know tonight?
Well, I know that when it comes to creativity, you're only supposed to do it when you have a spark. And I'll have a spark and then not want to go back to it. But I like the way I feel when I'm creative. So I'm just wondering, how do I tap into inspiration and motivation, especially when it comes to writing?
What city in Georgia are you in again?
Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you. Yep, gotcha.
You know, where I see your problem with the inspiration is not necessarily allowing it to flow. It's the frustration of, I want it to flow. When is it going to flow? You know, it's the diplomatic thing of it that you're trying to remember. All that Scorpio energy is fixed, okay? It likes to know where its foot's going to step next, okay? So it's very habitual. It likes to plan out their day, schedule things. You know, it's got all that habitualness to it. And so what happens with you is because you have that fixed personality, it's hard to allow it to go to with the flow. On top of that, okay, what you have is a Mars in Libra, a cardinal Mars, okay? So you want to take charge. You want to take control. You want to have that, okay? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Because my little critical degree Aquarius moon cannot be controlled, cannot be moved, stuff just happens, okay? So my whole point to you, what I'm trying to say with this is that you have to live more lunarly, more on your vibe, feeling and emotion of what you have to do during the day, not plan it out or not try and force it into a certain time period or space. So I'm saying free flow with your time, you know, when you don't have to be at work. Just that day, don't plan anything. Just allow it to flow at what next comes at you. And I think you're going to start that discipline and training. And once you do that, then I think you can tap into it better. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. So I have to have a meeting with myself.
You have to
pretty
relax
much.
With yourself.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to encourage you to journal.
People.
I'm going to encourage you to journal. I want you to spend some time telling your story, okay? I want you to spend time with self. I agree with your first impression because you have a lot of Scorpio stuff. So sometimes you get these inspirations and stuff, and you think you know what you're going to do, and then you don't end up doing it, okay? And so try and create that time, okay? It's a little difficult right now because you have a lot of planets. You were born at 8:02 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. So you have four major planets in Scorpio in your 12th house, okay? So when you can concentrate best when you're really alone and you embrace your own intimacy with your higher self, okay? And that is what's going to serve you the best. So when you journal, I mean, when I was younger, I used to journal. Sometimes I'd write to one of my guardian angels. I'd write to my grandmother who was on the other side. Sometimes I would focus it on something that I knew was loving and helped to open me up, because when I started to write, suddenly the journal started to write itself. I go back 2.5 days later when the moon changes signs and didn't remember writing any of it because I was channeling it, okay? And I think you have this unique gift, and I think you should give it a try.
Okay.
It's kind of spooky when the first couple times you do it. Trust me, okay? It's kind of spooky. But then when you start to do it, you realize that what you've written is not just what you were looking for. You're writing things that come from a higher level that you would want to have published or put in a magazine or put out on a blog somewhere that could also excite, ignite, and illuminate others at the same time. Do spend that time with yourself, calling upon your own spirituality, how you deal with the divine, and direct it in a way. At first you ask the question, and then you think of what your possible solution is and see what just moves through you, honey. You're going to find this is amazing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because you're a very, very early Aquarius moon. I mean, the moon changed sides when you were in the birth canal, girl, okay? Oh, my goodness. And so because of that Aquarius energy is higher self. Because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is a higher octave of Mercury. You are so connected with spirit, and all your Scorpio in that 12th house, you are an extremely old soul. You could tap into things you've learned in another time if you go deep enough. To share it with people now as we're going through another big change in history. You know, I would love to see you do more writing. I would love to see you do that. Now, people sometimes do it on a computer. Now, the difference between doing it on the computer with both hands and doing it on a piece of paper or in a book or a tablet, whatever you want to use, if you do it with your hand, okay, what you're doing is you are accessing your dominant hand, which is your dominant way to communicate with people. We all talk with our hands to some degree. If you use a computer, what happens is you're using both hands. So you're engaging both conscious and subconscious at the same time, which can also be good. Try them both. Try them both. See what flows best for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy? That's what I'm seeing here. I don't know.
You can do this. I mean, again, here, it is more, again, as the same theory of free flow. Okay, we want you to start to free flow instead of control the energy. Okay, so that's what it's about, is that free flow. Whatever way works for you is what Aphrodite's saying. Whatever the way works for you is the right way to do it. So try multiple ways. This is a great time to really free flow with it. And again, free flow with that time. Don't assign I'm going to be going, you know, and doing this at this time and then I'll stop at this time or anything else like that. Just free flow with it and see where it goes and see where it leads. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And keep us posted because we want to know what's going on with you, okay?
I will, most definitely. Thank you both.
Oh, God bless you, honey. Have a sweet night.
Yep. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a lot of Scorpio. I don't know if I could handle that much Scorpio.
Ooh. It's a little intense there.
She, she came in with it for a reason, you know, so God bless her, you know, really. Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, guys, it's Rose Maria.
Hey, Rose Maria, how are you?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Doing all right.
Hanging in there, doing the best we can as fast as we can as usual.
Same here. Whatever you guys come, get that's coming up, because I'm getting annoyed with our friendship and gave that up and work and stuff, and hopefully another opportunity comes in for work. So I'm not sure what's coming up for the positive.
When's your birthday? Because I've got a few Rose Maries on here, so when is it?
12/31/74.
Gotcha. Now, do you still live in New Jersey?
Yes.
All righty then. Okay.
What type of work are you looking for?
Back in my field, either IT, systems and stuff, government work. I'm not sure to go that way or opening a business, but it looks like opening a business. It's not moving forward with any partner, so don't know which way to go.
I can understand your desire to be involved with large institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated because you've got too much Capricorn. But the major planets have moved out of Capricorn now, and they're in Aquarius, okay? So because of that, large institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated take on many forms, okay, including universities, libraries, hospitals, okay? And the Aquarian energy just tells me that you right now, all this is moving through your first house. They're opposing your Leo moon. There's a party that wants to do something that's very high-tech and very independent. You do not want to be micromanaged in this time period, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You never want to be micromanaged. Gemini rules are 6 hours of day-to-day work, so you have to be flexible with that. I do think this is a good time for you to be looking in that IT field for you, okay? The sun is going to be is on its way transiting over your Jupiter in your second house. Okay, I think really what you're looking for is when that sun starts to hit into your local neighborhood, which is your third house. Okay, what I'm going to say about this is I think you need to really look at what you want to do, where you want to do it. Okay, and not look at a job as far as I just want the next job. Okay. Because you have to be that independent. And what I'm saying is when that sun goes into the third house, the opportunity is going to shine in your local community, which is where I think you want to be, okay? So that's when I think you're really going to get the answer to that. So relax a little bit. It's almost there. It's only another month. And start researching what you really want to do independently through some kind of government funded, because you have that. You have your sun, Capricorn sun, in your 12th house. 12th house is all large institutions. Capricorn sun is that government type thing, and I think you can really find a great job by looking, by following your requirements of what you need as far as your work is concerned in your local neighborhood.
Okay, cool. About another month to start again, I guess. All right, cool.
And it's probably going to be even better than you think. And let me tell you why. Now, Uranus hasn't sat on this star in Taurus above us right now as we're having this conversation for 84 years. And over the next 30 days, it's going to form a perfect trine to your sun and ascendant. Okay? So it's going to be, you're going to say, this is unbelievable. Really, what just happened? Okay? But I think that that is going to occur, and I so agree with Jacqueline, her timing and everything with you. You are an employer's dream, honey, okay? Remember that, okay? So you're very responsible, but you're also very creative. You can be very fast. You're a real quick learner, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that you can't pick up at the drop of a hat, especially if you're motivated, and that's what Jacqueline has been pointing to, and I so agree with her. Yes. Feel inspired. Choose inspiration over security right now, because the security will automatically come to you. Okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it, guys.
You keep us posted, because we want to know how you're making out, okay?
All right, I will.
All right, babe. You have a sweet night.
We too. Be safe.
All right, bye-bye. Very complicated character. Well, I think we can take one more. I think we have enough time. I have somebody that's been here on for about a half an hour. They're one of those magical 111 numbers. Let's see who they are.
Okay.
111, you're on the air.
Hi,
ladies.
Hi. Hi, ladies. So let's 11378.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
Yeah, you're right up. You're right about that, about Texas and Louisiana, Colorado, Denver.
Right. So how are you?
Just trying to stay warm and pretty bizarre what happened in Texas. But anyway,
it's been crazy.
Specific question. Yeah, it looks like, I don't know, it's just, it's weird, right? And then there's another storm going on the northeast, I think, or northwest, more snow.
It's winter, honey. Winter happens in many places on the earth right now.
That is true.
Please don't go to the camera.
Oh, my God. I'm so silly. Anyway, so I have a... Friendship slash relationship question. Same thing. Same category. Either or both that comes up. I'll make it quick. Just like to know if you see a time frame, like when I actually get to meet my friend, my male friend.
Where exactly do you live now?
Colorado.
That's what I thought. I knew I was looking at the wrong chart. I could just feel it. Okay, thank you.
11378.
Gotcha. Gotcha, girl.
Really? All right.
All right.
I heard the game. I think it's a verse from the 80s. I can't remember who said it. Chevy Chase? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of squares going on between the Aquarian planets and your Scorpio planets right now. So love is kind of like a divine discontent. You know, there's a part of you that wants intimacy, but there's a part of you that cannot sacrifice independence.
That is true. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your cup's in a rock and a hard place right now. This is your time to try and balance and reevaluate it. When we see squares in astrology, people sometimes get afraid about the squares. But the squares say that that's where you're supposed to direct your energy for growth and equalization, okay? And you're in that process big time right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You saw my hesitancy. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of sustained squares at this point in time with you. And what I'm saying about that is that it is about you really not focusing on one individual, but you focusing on what you want in your love life, really looking internally. You're that deep Scorpio soul, okay? And your Venus-Uranus conjunction in Scorpio means that you have to go through a full evolution all the time to really get the benefits of everything. And so what I'm going to say about it is, these squares, is that they give you that opportunity to really think about what you want, not just focus on one individual, but focus on what really a relationship in itself fulfills you and what brings you joy in a relationship. Not with one individual, but with that concept of yourself, and understand that more during this period of time. You'll be surprised, because I always call the Scorpio energy the magician, okay? Once you go through that metamorphosis and really come out of the other side of the power of knowing yourself and what you will not compromise for, what you are going to go for no matter who it is, no matter what it is, no matter how it is, this is what you want in your love life. When you set that determination, the universe comes down and says, okay, well, here you go. So do this during this period of time with these squares, because when they start to release, the energy is going to open back up for you. And it may not be him. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So the last thing that you need right now is a codependent relationship, okay? You don't need a fixer-upper. You're a natural psychologist. You've got a good philosophy. You've been through a lot of stuff. You're still shining. God bless you. But Uranus right now is also sitting on your Chiron, okay, in your chart, in Taurus. And so because of that, you want to be pleasantly surprised with someone else that's been as strong, resilient, healing, and taken the high road as much as you have, okay? And that's how I am seeing it, okay? I'm seeing that, and I agree with Jacqueline. This is not a time to settle for less. It's a time to determine internally exactly what you desire, okay, in the ideal relationship. Because you cannot sacrifice self for a relationship. Can you bend? Can you negotiate? Yes. But you want to come into strength here, not doubt. If in doubt, don't. Okay?
Interesting.
Am I making sense?
Yes. Uh-huh. Everything makes sense.
Yep.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And that's why Jacqueline and I want to support you, because, again, you are an amazing woman. You know, your gifts are extraordinary. And you want to develop those gifts. You want to share those gifts. And you need someone who is of the same nature. Okay? And again, you have, like we talked about, three major planets in Scorpio, but you also have four in Sagittarius. You want freedom. You want lightheartedness. You want positivity. You don't mind talking about the deep things. You're not afraid of intimacy. But at the same time, you're finding that it's hard to find someone that will take off the last mask. And excuse the pun because of the pandemic, but I'm just saying, I'm talking spiritually now, all right? And that's kind of what you need. You need someone that is as open and as deep as you can be.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We're glad you called in tonight. You keep us posted. If you get some birthday
stuff
on some of these people, call us again. We're here every Sunday night, and we'll take a look at something more specifically for you. But I think we're just trying to help you retake your bearings right now, okay?
No, yes, I am in transition about what you said about myself. That is in progress. You're right about that. You got it 100% right. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to share my gifts with you. Thank you so much. Yes, absolutely.
Bye.
Okay, great.
Bye, ladies. God bless you all.
Bye-bye. Have a sweet night. Okay. Well, we have about a minute left. We should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we are so happy to serve you and be here every week. You have a beautiful week, and we'll talk to you after the next full moon and then see what's coming up next.
Big full moon.
Have a good night. Happy full moon.
Good night.